are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, Stacey Gottsoulias. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed today's episode. I will be discussing free agent rumors. I just saw something on Reddit about what DJ LeMahieu is asking for, so we'll talk about that. I have a game to look back on that I was reminded of last night. It was a fun game, it was an absurd game, and it was a game that the Yankees really had no business winning, but they did. And Michael Kay appeared on Chris Russo's High Heat show and said something so ludicrous that my head almost exploded. So we'll talk about that. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. There's good news to report for the Yankees. Charlie Morton signed with the Braves, which means they won't be seeing him as much next year because he won't be on the Rays anymore. Also, there was a report that the Rays are open for trading anyone on their roster, which isn't a shock because they're the Rays and they don't like to spend money. But I saw that Blake Snell was a possibility, and I mean, really? I don't know. I don't get it. There was also a report that Randy Arozarena was arrested for a domestic dispute, which is not good news for anyone. The situation is fluid. The details are still coming out, but yeah, you don't want to hear about that sort of thing. As for other free agent news going around baseball, I saw something saying that the San Francisco Giants were very interested in signing John Lester. That could be intriguing. I saw that the Angels were possibly interested in J-Hap, which good. And as I said, I teased it on yesterday's show, that I had heard about a team across the country interested in J-Hap, and Anaheim is all the way across the country from me. If you haven't been to Anaheim, the stadium, I suggest you go. It's really nice. I haven't been there in 16 years, but I'm assuming it's still as nice as it was when I went in 2004. By the way, my neighbor's dog is barking, so if you hear that in the background, I mean, there's nothing I can really do about it. Oh, another thing about the Rays. They designated Hunter Renfroe for assignment. The Orioles designated Renato Nunez. The Pirates designated Trevor Williams. So I saw on Reddit that DJ LeMahieu is looking for a five-year, $100 million deal. Do I think he's worth that? Sure. I mean, he will be 37 at the end of that deal, but the last 2 years have proven that he can play and that he knows how to hit. I've seen guys who don't deserve money like that get it, so it wouldn't be a crazy deal. Are the Yankees willing to do it? Probably not. As I said yesterday, Steve Cohen of the Mets, the new owner, looks like he wants to spend.
Dollar bills, y'all.
And with the opening that they have at second base now, thanks to Cano's year-long suspension, well, season-long suspension, it's a possibility that, hey, if DJ LeMahieu is asking for that money, Steve Cohen might just write the check. Oh, it was announced yesterday that the Yankees will be playing the Field of Dreams game again. Last year, they were bumped in favor of the Cardinals because of the whole shortened season, and then they decided not to have that game, because why would you have that game if you can't have fans there? I mean, we don't know if we're going to be able to have fans anywhere in 2021, but right now, the Yankees and the White Sox are scheduled to play that game on August 12th, 2021. So at the top, I mentioned that Michael Kay appeared on Chris Russo's High Heat show on MLB Network, and Michael Kay had something to say that made me roll my eyes so far back into my head they almost got stuck. Michael Kay thinks that the Yankees should convert Aroldis Chapman back into a starting pitcher. That pause was for effect. What on earth is this man thinking? Has he not seen what Aroldis Chapman does when he pitches multiple innings? Did he not watch Game 5 of the ALDS? Is he not paying attention while he's broadcasting games? What on earth are you even suggesting here? And the thing that bugs me about this is it seems like a money-saving scheme for the Yankees to do that sort of thing instead of going out and getting starting pitching like they need. In the free agent market, they'll do this whole, oh, let's go in-house and convert a reliever into a starter. No, 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 no. I joked that if Chris Russo wanted absurd scenarios, he can invite me on his show. And according to the people replying to the original tweet that was sent out with the video of Michael Kay suggesting this absurd thing, he's been advocating this on his show. So I can't even come up with the words to describe how dumb this is. Someone actually replied to me and said, oh, it might not be that bad of an idea. Again, have you seen this man pitch multiple innings? I don't trust him as far as I can throw him, and I can't throw him. I have bad knees and a bad back. So as I teased at the top, I wanted to discuss a game that happened way back in 2017. I'm just kidding. I know 2017 is not way back, but with the way this year has gone, 2017 feels like it was 15 years ago. So it was a night game between the Yankees and the Orioles that occurred on April 28th. I would like to thank the Yankee Throwback account for posting video from this game. It was probably the best game of that season, non-playoff division. And let's go through it because this game was absurd. And again, as I said at the top, the Yankees had no business winning this game. So for the Orioles, Joey Ricard, Adam Jones, Manny Machado, Mark Trumbo, Chris Davis, Wellington Castillo, Trey Mancini, Jonathan Scope, JJ Hardy. Your starting pitcher was Kevin Gausman. For the Yankees, Brett Gardner, Chase Headley, Matt Holliday, Jacoby Ellsbury, Starlin Castro, Didi Gregorius, Aaron Judge, Greg Bird, Austin Romine, and your starter was CC Sabathia. Your umpires for the game, Brian Knight at home, first base Lance Barrett, second base Stu Sherwater, and third base Jim Reynolds. Start time weather was 75 degrees, so it was a lovely Friday night in the Bronx. There were 36,912 people there to watch this crazy game. The Orioles got things started in the top of the third against CC Sabathia. After two outs, Ricard hit a single, Adam Jones walked, and then Manny Machado hit a double that scored both Ricard and Jones to put the Orioles up 2-0. In the top of the fourth, Chris Davis was hit by a pitch by Sabathia, then Wellington Castillo hit a home run to put them up 4-0. In the top of the fifth, Manny Machado hit a home run off CC Sabathia of the solo variety, but the Orioles were up 5-0 at that point. In the bottom of the fifth, Aaron Judge turned the shutout into a non-shutout by hitting a home run off Gausman to make it 5-1. And I think I remember watching this game and thinking, okay, at least it's not a shutout. In the top of the sixth, CC got two outs, then gave up a single to Ricard, a single to Adam Jones, then Brian Mitchell came in to replace Sabathia. Mitchell walked Manny Machado to load the bases, and Mark Trumbo hit a grand slam. So the Orioles are up 9-1, heading into the bottom of the sixth inning. Gausman is still in. Matt Holliday hits a double to start things off. Ellsbury hits a line out. Starlin Castro hits a single that advances Holliday to third. Didi Gregorius hits a ground out to second that allows Holliday to score. Castro makes it to second. Aaron Judge hits his second home run of the night that scores Castro, and it's 9-4. In the top of the seventh, Jonathan Scope hit a run-scoring single that put the Orioles up 11-4. In the bottom of the seventh, Gausman is still in. Austin Romine hits a single to start things off. Vidal Nuno comes in to replace Gausman. Brett Gardner hits a fly ball. Chase Headley hits a double that advances Romine to third. Matt Holliday is walked. And then Jacoby Ellsbury hits a grand slam to pull the Yankees to within 11-8. In the bottom of the ninth, it's like This game is just crazy. Brad Brock comes in to replace Darren O'Day. Chase Headley walks. Matt Holliday hits a single. Jacoby Ellsbury hits a ground out to short, so there's a force out at second, but Headley scores. Starlin Castro hits the game-tying home run to make it 11-11. The Orioles don't do anything in the top of the 10th against Aroldis Chapman. Well, I shouldn't say they don't do anything. Trumbo hit a single, but that's all they got. The bottom of the 10th, Aaron Hicks walks. Kyle Higashioka walks. Chase Headley strikes out swinging. And then Matt Holliday hits a first pitch home run. The Yankees win 14-11. Now, Matt Holliday had a good game that night. So not even just the walk-off. He was 3-for-5. With 3 runs batted in. Jacoby Ellsbury was 1-for-5 with 5 runs batted in. Starlin Castro drove in 2. Aaron Judge drove in 3. He hit the 2 home runs. So yeah, that was an insane game. And it's just funny to me because Jacoby Ellsbury hit the grand slam. And if I'm not mistaken, that was a milestone home run for him that day. I think it may have been his 100th home run of his career. If that sounds correct to anyone, let me know. I think it was. I think that's the number that's stuck in my head. Because I think he was the first person to hit a grand slam on his 100th home run. Right. Okay. Yep. I'm right. Because he only has 104 and, you know, hasn't played since 2017. I mentioned it on yesterday's show. People were joking about the whole Cano PED thing, that the Yankees were better off not signing him. And I like to bring up Jacoby Ellsbury because he was the one the Yankees went with that offseason. They let Cano walk. They signed Ellsbury to a 7-year, $153 million deal. And we haven't seen Jacoby Ellsbury in a game since 2017. The other thing I'd like to mention about the game that I just recapped, when Matt Holliday jumped into home plate, I think it was Brett Gardner. He was the one that usually got the Gatorade and poured it on everyone. Matt Holliday had very nice arms, very big, strong arms. And that night, Yankee fans of all genders united on the fact that Matt Holliday looked hot when he bounced into home plate. I'm sorry, but he did. And even guy Yankee fans were talking about his arms, and I still think that's one of the funniest things ever. Even funnier than Brandon Drury when he was on the Yankees for that brief moment in time. My guy friends on Twitter kept talking about how handsome he was. And you know, when straight guys do that whole thing and they say, well, you know, I'm not gay, but it's like, you don't have to say that. We know. It's okay for straight men to look at another man and think he's handsome. It's perfectly fine. You're okay. In fact, people might like you more because you're so comfortable with yourself that you can see someone else for the good-looking person that they are. I remember being very bummed about how Matt Holliday's 2017 turned out because of that game against the Orioles. He did have a big home run against the Red Sox later in the season, but he got sick with that virus and then he was just never the same after that. And that was a big bummer because he was fun. I actually liked him being a Yankee. And he had that bet with Brett Gardner about, you know, they're both bald brothers, I think they called themselves. And they were betting each other to see who would end up with more home runs. And Brett Gardner ended up with more home runs because Halliday, again, got sick and then didn't play a lot after that. I also remember 2017 being the season when I realized how funny Brett Gardner could be, because it was almost as if he didn't want people to know. And then we started finding out all these things about him and all the different practical jokes that he's played on people. Phil Hughes came out and was telling people about practical jokes that Brett Gardner played on everyone. Oh, one more thing before I go. The Rangers have also expressed interest in free agent left-hander Jay Happ. That was a report from John Morosi of MLB.com. Again, the further away from the Yankees J. Happ gets, the better for him. He just did not hit it off with the people here. And it wasn't his fault entirely. The Yankee system didn't work well for him. That whole mess in Game 2 of the ALDS, why they thought they could have him come in the second inning when he said countless times that he didn't feel comfortable doing it. Oh, and I'm not saying he didn't get along with his teammates. He obviously got along with his teammates, but there was definitely a problem between him, Boone, and Cashman. They were never on the same page. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to let you know what Yankee fans should be thankful for in 2020. So look out for that. But for now, that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to the show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. So enjoy your Tuesday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.